When the water tap threatens to run dry in this Nairobi slum, tensions rise. These women have been waiting their turn to fill their 20-liter containers of water. Fearing she won't be able to fill hers, one woman jumps the line and chaos ensues. They are fighting over the most essential resource of life, water, something this slum has little of. Everyone here is looking for a clean tap. In another Nairobi slum, Kibera, Peter Njuru owns one of those taps. It is a lifeline for the residents.
Once somebody does not have water, you cannot cook, you cannot wash, you cannot do anything without water. Water is life.
With a severe drought recently affecting the country, water shortages are on the rise. Peter gets his water from international NGOs. He charges the equivalent of 4 U.S. cents to fill a 20-liter container. But when his water runs low, he's forced to charge more. People living here can spend nearly 30% of their monthly income on water alone. So when prices rise, they often go the cheaper route to local pipes.
The local pipes, they normally use the plastic pipes. And you see, at the end of the day, once you normally get the plastic pipes, they normally get damaged.
And when they're damaged, dirty sewage seeps into the water. Residents who drink from the pipes are at risk of diarrhea, typhoid, or even cholera.
It's dangerous. It is easier to get disease from the pipes, which normally are broken pipes.
One local youth football team bought its own pipes and built its own tap. That way members can watch their water, make sure it's clean, and help supply their neighbors.
We decided to bring this water here so that we can help the local residents because they had shortage of water, and to help them and to sell for them at a cheaper price.
John Mang is the chairman of the youth soccer team. He says this initiative has helped both the residents of the slums and his players.
The youth, yes, they saw they had nothing to do, so they decided that they can gather themselves, then they start the project, and then it can give them a source of income.
While small projects like this one have been beneficial, the water crisis in Kenya is far from solved. Dan Mogusu from the Kenyan Ministry of Water and Irrigation hopes that World Water Day will bring the issue to light.
If you look at the international slogan is water and food security, and that is very key, because in this corner of Africa, we have been having droughts and we have been having hunger. So we really need to come out and address these issues of food. And without water, we cannot address the issue of food.
The government wants to begin harvesting rain, storing it for reuse. It will be demonstrating water harvesting in the drought-affected regions of northern Kenya. But back in the city slums, there is no harvest, and the struggle for water continues. For VOA News, Alex Pena, Nairobi, Kenya.